Today's shiur is Daf Kuftes, and we're going to start on Daf Kufches on the base, 7-8 lines from the bottom. Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel, Shor Adam Kalurim Erev Shabbos. They used to put on their eyes, if they had eye disease, something called Kalurim. It's like a patch. So a person could prepare it from Erev Shabbos, for Nois and Al Gab Eilin Erev Shabbos. And he could put it on his eyes in Shabbos. Ve'en ha'choshesh, he doesn't have to worry that he's using medicine on Shabbos. Because as we've been discussing, and will continue to discuss, on Shabbos it's asur midrabanan to use medicine. Gzeri mishum shchika samimonim. We're afraid that you're going to make medicine. So here, since he prepared the medicine from before Shabbos, that's why we're not concerned that he's going to make it on Shabbos, and we allow him to put it on before on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ba'al Avoy have a koi kamei de Marukva. He was staying by Marukva. Chazi davaka mai tzapasach. He had prepared the kalurim before Shabbos, and he was really applying it on his eye, not just putting it on, but actually applying it. Amalei, so he told him, Kule hai vadei loishar mashmul. Even though Mashmul said that if it was prepared before Shabbos, he'd let it apply it on Shabbos, but just put it on, not start the whole procedure. So there's a very interesting shaila aloch lemaisa based on this Gemara. Ramosha has it in the Tshuvas. We're saying that if medicine is prepared before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So he asks, let's say somebody needs to take a medicine. Again, we're not talking about a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Somebody wants to take a medicine on Shabbos. Is it mutter for him before Shabbos to mix the medicine into food and then eat the food on Shabbos and the medicine is mixed into the food? And based on this Gemara, Ramosha wants to say that it would be mutter. Says the Gemara, Sholach le'Rav Yani le'Marukva. So Rav Yani is sent to Marukva. Lish de'lamar mehanich kalurin de'mar Shmuel. We learned yesterday that Shmuel was a doctor, so he requested send us some of the medicine that Shmuel prepared. Sholach le'. So he responded, Shaduri mishtanalach, I'll gladly send it to you. I don't want you to think that I'm stingy. But Shmuel said, you don't need any medicine. Toif tipas son in shachris. The best thing is to wash your face every morning with cold water. After a hard day of work, wash your feet and your hands with warm water. It's better than all other medicines. The best thing is some cold water in the morning. Who are your Omer? He used to say, continues the Gemara. And this is the way Mishnah Berurah says Pshan the Gemara. Yad la'ayin tikotzitz. If the hand touches the eye before you wash negel vatzer in the morning, tikotzitz. That hand should be cut off because it's dangerous for the eye. Yad l'chaytum tikotzitz. If somebody touches his nose. Yad l'peh, somebody touches his mouth. Yad l'oizen, somebody touches his ear, tikotzitz. And yad l'chasuda. Chasuda is, if they used to do hakazas adam, they used to let blood. So if somebody has a puncture where blood is let out, tikotzitz. Yad l'oma tikotzitz, if somebody touches his aver. Yad l'bitabas tikotzitz, if somebody touches his rectum. Yad l'gigas tikotzitz, if somebody touches the wine, the beer barrel, or any food before washing neglavas tikotzitz. Yad mesame, a hand that wasn't washed could cause blindness. Yad mechareshes, it could cause deafness. Yad malapalipas, it could cause a bad odor from the mouth or from the nose. And here we see how important it is to wash neglavasr, and there's interesting shaila aloch lemaisa based on this Gemara. Here it says that if the hand touches, that you're not allowed to touch food until you wash neglavasr. So what happens if somebody has a factory or a bakery and he has Jewish workers but they're not religious and they don't wash neglavasr? What does that do to the food? So some paiskim want to say that this ruach ra that's mentioned in the Gemara is not as strong as it was in the times of Chazal. But the truth is that you should be makpid that your Jewish workers, let's say you have somebody in the house who's Jewish, not religious, and you know maybe touches food, should certainly wash the hands as soon as they come in. And I know of places that they have a sign. It's anyway the right thing to do, that you shouldn't start working with food until you wash your hands. The other thing is like this. Here it says in the Gemara that you're not allowed to touch any of these parts of your body without washing the Egovasa. But the Prima Godim says, let's say a person in the middle of the night, not everybody could sleep straight through. He wakes up in bed in the middle of the night. He intends to go back to sleep. He just woke up. And he touches part of his body. So Prima Godim says, that's not a problem. The only time it's a problem is once you intend to get up, then you're not allowed to touch parts of your body without washing. But if in the middle of the night you're just rolling around in bed, that's not a problem.
So it's a ruchnis thing, right?
It's all ruchnis. Tanya Rav Nosson, I'm a baschon hizu. This shed that affects the person till he washes the negavaser is a free spirit. So the Mefarshim explain is that it could do whatever it wants. It's a very strong ruach. Umakbedes, and it's strong until not to leave the person, until he washes his hands three times. And Mr. Brewer says, actually, you should wash your hands four times. Three times, what the Gemara says, and the fourth time is to get off that, so to speak, unclean water that you used on your hand. Also, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that a person should be makbid that from when he has a child, the boy, from after the bris, he should already start washing his hands negelvasser. It's a skula that the child will grow up to be a Yerushimayim. Amar Rav Yochanan, that Puch Bava Bas Melech. If somebody has an eye infection or is affected by this Bas Melech, it's some sort of a shed, if he puts this ointment or takes it away, Paisik is a dimmer, it makes that he should stop tearing, or Mabris Saiba Fafayim, and it makes the eyelids grow. Tanya Name Hochi Rav Yochanan, Amar, Puch Bava Bas Melech, or Paisik is a dimmer, Mabris Saiba Fafayim. Vama Marukva Amar Shmuel, Alan. These are a type of leaf. Ein be mishum refuah. It's not considered a refuah. Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says if somebody eats these alan, they don't contribute to helping him if he has an eye disease. Tosfos says not that he eats them, but he applies them to his eye. Om Rav Yosef Kuzburta. Kuzburta is coriander. Ein be mishum refuah. It doesn't help the eye. Om Rav Sheshes Koshes Haps. Ein ba mishum refuah doesn't affect the eye. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef disagrees. He says, Kuzburta, Rav Yosef was blind. He says, even though I'm blind, so nothing can happen to my eyes that hasn't happened. He says, still, if I eat coriander, afiladi, even for me, kosherly, they adversely affect me. Amar Rav Sheshes, Gargira. Gargira is some sort of a herb. Afiladi, Rav Sheshes also was blind. He says, even for me that I'm blind, still malali, it helps. Vama ma'ukva amishmul. Komini koshis shari. All types of haps are mutter to be eaten. Labam matruza. Besides for truza, that may be eaten on Shabbos, and they're not considered a medicine. Besides tatruza, which is a type which is only eaten as a medicine, and as we're learning, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Amrav chizda. Shariki tav yashari. So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the Gemara. First we'll learn the Gemara like Rashi. Shri Ketavya means like this. When you make a roast, whether out of meat or out of poultry, a lot of times after you take the roast out of the oven, you baste it. That means you smear on it some sort of a sauce. So we're not talking here about bishul. We're talking that it already cooled off. So it's not a problem that you're cooking that sauce. But the problem, according to Rashi, here is Mesakin Mona. It's like makvapatish. You're making the roast or the chicken edible by smearing it with this, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Pipuibei. Pipuibei means before somebody makes scrambled eggs or an omelet, he takes the eggs and he puts them in a bowl and he mixes them up. That also is asr. Why is it asr? Because somebody who sees you doing that to the eggs is going to think that you're going to cook them on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to cook eggs, obviously, on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. The visa de Ziri, the wife of Ziri, Avdalei Lechia Barashi, she took a roast on Shabbos and she basted it. V'loyachol, and he refused to eat it. Amalei, so she told him, L'rabach Avdalei, I prepared this for your Rebbe, that means Ziri, for ochol. And he had no problem eating it. V'at loyach, and you refused to eat it. Says the Gemara, why did Ziri eat it? If we're just learning that you shouldn't do it, says the Gemara, Ziri letamei, Ziri is going according to his shita that he sells elsewhere. Dama Ziri, nois and adam yayin tzolulim, a person is allowed to take wine which is already filtered, umayim tzolulim, filtered water, letoicha mishmeres b'Shabbos, into the strainer on Shabbos. That means, even though there's an issa to use a strainer on Shabbos, he says, water which is already filtered, wine which is already filtered, can be put through the strainer. Ve'enachoshes. Why? Because Alma, obviously Ziri holds, kim de mishtasi hachi, since it could be drunk anyway, because it's already filtered, lav midi kavod. When you're straining it, you're not really doing anything, you're not accomplishing anything, because it's already drinkable. Hachanami, here too, kiven de mis'echel hachi, since you could eat the roast without basting it, so even if you do it, lav midi kavod, it's not considered you did anything. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos learns the Gemara. He says, what's Tosfos' problem with Rashi? He says, we're in the middle of the sugya of learning about Refuah B'Shabbos. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the sugya of learning about Refuah B'Shabbos, the Gemara starts talking about Mesakan Mana or Mechsi Kabishal. What does that have to do with this sugya? So Tosfos says that what's talking here is that it's also something that they did for Refuah. And the Gemara is saying that this shiriki tavia, which is some sort of a juice from a melon juice, you're allowed to take, and it's not considered refuah, but the egg that they prepared, that's a refuah that's asr. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara is referring to different refuahs, which is something we're talking about. Vamamah, mishanak fayadai, somebody who got a bang on his hand, or ragl on his foot, and it gets swollen, and he wants to take down the swelling, says the Gemara, Tzom Subiyayin, he's allowed to soak it in wine, V'ein Echoshish, and he has nothing to worry about, because that's not considered a refuah. Ask the Gemara, Iboilu Cholamai, what about soaking it in vinegar? Amar Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Kavina Barav Kahana, what is about Rav Kahana's house? Amri Chalaloi, the vinegar is already considered a refuah, and it's Osir. Amar Rava, V'hani B'nei Mechuzah, the people that live in Mechuzah, Kivin Mefanki, since the Mufanokim, the sensitive people, Afilu Chamri Nami Masalo, even wine cures them, and therefore they're not allowed to soak their swollen feet or hands, even in wine. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ikal Lebei Rav Ashi. Ravina came to Rav Ashi's home, Chazi the Drich Leichamra, Agaba the Kare, he saw that a donkey had stamped over his foot, so, and it got hurt and it got swollen. For Yosef katsamas lebechala, and he was sitting and soaking it in vinegar. Amalei leisav lamar lahadam Rav Hillel, don't you agree with what Rav Hillel just taught us? Chalaloi, that you're not allowed to soak a swollen foot or hand in vinegar. Amalei gav hayad v'gav regel shani. When there's a swelling on the top of the hand or the top of the foot, that's considered a sakana. That's considered a serious illness. And that's why, as we've been saying, even though you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos, certainly when there's a shail of sakana, it's mutter. Ikedamri, chazi de kazam slay b'chamra. He saw him actually soaking it in wine. Amle le sovla mala hoda merava. Don't you agree what Rava said? We just learned it. The Hani b'nei Mechuzah, the people that live in Mechuzah, kiven the Mefanki, since they're sensitive, afilu chamra nami maslahu, even wine is a refuah, and they're not allowed to use wine. So he said, Oman nami ham Mefanik, and aren't you a sensitive person? So how could you be soaking your feet in wine? Amalei, gavayav v'gavay regel shani. It's a different situation, because it's top of the hand and top of the foot. Domer of ad b'amasna amarav gavayad v'gavaregel, the top of the hand, the top of the foot. Harein k'makla shalcholol, they're considered like an internal wound. Mechalayim is the Shabbos, and latter be mechal Shabbos. So two things. First of all, for halacha, from here it seems that only when we're dealing with a sakana, you're allowed to take medicine. But that's not what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. What it's kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shun Chav Ches is that as soon as the person is in a situation that he's not full of mishkav, that he's so sick that he has to lay in bed, even though it's not a sakana, he's allowed to take medicine. You don't have to wait for it to be sakana. Another thing is, we're saying that any makkah, any wound on the top of the hand, the top of the foot, is considered a chayla shesh besakana, and you're allowed to give him medicine. So I saw a very interesting shayla by Rav Zilberstein. He says like this, let's say somebody gets a serious cut on Shabbos, on the top of his foot, on the top of his hand, so he's certainly allowed to take stitches. It's this Gemara. It's considered a sakana. So he certainly could take stitches. But now the question is like this. Let's say this was the shayla that he was asked. The person could go to a doctor in his neighborhood. He could walk over to the doctor, and the doctor could stitch him up. But the doctor can't apply anesthesia. That could only be done in a hospital. Is he allowed to go to the hospital? He already has to be Mechal Shabbos. He has to get into a car. He's allowed to. The stitches he's allowed to. It's gava yad gava rego. That's malacha, but he has no choice. First of all, he's not doing it. The doctor's doing it. But that's mutter, because it's sakana. The question is anesthesia, is the heter also applied to anesthesia? That he should be allowed to be mechal Shabbos to get anesthesia, because he has to get into a car to go to the hospital. So he says, yes. Why? He says two reasons. He says, anything that's considered part of a normal process, how to heal this wound, is mutter. And if in this type of a situation anesthesia is normally given, that's considered part of the process, and he's allowed to even be mechalish. That's considered part of the process, and he's a chaylish yesh by sakana, and he's allowed to be mechalish Shabbos in order to have it done. But then he says another interesting reason to be mechal. He quotes a Hagos Maimonides. The Hagos Maimonides says that fainting, for a person to faint, is a sakana. And he says if a person won't have anesthesia, it's possible that he'll faint from the pain. So if he's taking the anesthesia to avoid fainting, it's also considered something that's a sakana, and he's allowed to take the anesthesia, even if it involves chilul Shabbos. Begins the Gemara. But we need to say a hagdama, an introduction to this piece of Gemara. There are two types of bodies of water that the Torah refers to. One is a mikveh. What is the definition of the word mikveh? Mikveh means a gathering of water. That means you have a pool. A mikveh, the exact definition of the word mikveh is a pool. And then you have a mayon, which is a stream. The Torah says that when a person has to immerse himself, he could use a mikveh and he could use a mayon. But a mikveh, if a person is using a pool, it has to be water that's standing water. It's not allowed to be zoichlin. Zoichlin means water that's flowing. It's not allowed to be with a current. It has to be standing water. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that in three places in the Torah requires us to use mayim chayim. That the water that we're using has to be, the definition is live water, water that's flowing. Where? One is where a zov immerses himself. A zov has to immerse himself in mayim chayim, not just in regular water. The other place is a mechatis, that the ashes of the paraduma has to be mixed in with mayim chayim. So again, it can't just be mikvah water, it has to be mayim chayim. And the third place is when we sprinkle water on a mitzayra, when he's purifying himself, it has to be mayim chayim. That's the introduction to this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa. Rechsin b'mech gror, a person on Shabbos could wash himself in gror water, b'mech chamsin, it's a different type of hot water, b'mech asya, water from asya, or b'mech tferia, in tferia. Avaloi b'yamagodl, he can't immerse himself in the yamagodl. So the Mishnah Berurah says the yamagodl here, even though normally yamagodl means the Mediterranean Sea, here the yamagodl means the Atlantic Ocean, and all the oceans and seas that are fed by the Atlantic. V'loi b'mei misra, not in water that is soaked, flax is soaked in. V'loi yam sudoim, and not in the yam ha-melech, something we discussed yesterday. Verminu asked the Gemara a question. It says in another brisa, that you may wash in the Yamagodl. Avla b'may mishra v'lo b'yam sedayim. You can't wash yourself on Shabbos in water that flax is soaking in, and not in Yamamel, because that's already refuah. But ask the Gemara, Kashi Yamagodl, Yamagodl. First we said that you are not allowed to use the Yamagodl. And then it says that you are allowed to wash yourself in the Yamagodl. Answers the Gemara, Amar Yochanan, Loi Kasha. Hara Meya, Hara Behuda. And we're going to learn the Gemara the way the Ritva explains the Gemara. The Tanan, it says a Mishnah. Mishnah Masech the Paro. Kala Yamak Mikvah. All oceans have the status like a mikvah. That means if somebody wants to immerse himself in an ocean, and he has to immerse himself only in a standing, he has to have a situation where the water is not flowing, it's standing. Shenemar, why? Because there's a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, ula mikveh hamayim kara yamim. All the oceans are considered a mikvah, and they have the halacha of a mikvah. That means the water has to be standing, and they're not considered mayim chayim. Divrei remeyim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yam HaGadol k'mikvah. Only the Yam HaGadol, the Atlantic, has the status of a mikvah, not all the other oceans and seas. But the pasuk says Yamim, it refers to all oceans, not only the Yam HaGadol. So he says, why is it called Yamim, the plural? El Sheyesh by Mina Yam Harbe. Because many different oceans and seas are fed off the Atlantic. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, all oceans can be used for tefillah even when they're flowing. However, because that's their natural status. Their natural state is that they flow. However, where Mayim Chaim is required, they don't qualify for Mayim Chaim. So now the Gemara is saying like this. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between the Yam HaGadol and all other oceans. Why? So Taisha says, I don't know why. But Ritva says, I'll tell you why. Because he says that the Yam HaGadol and its tributaries are very salty. Since they're very salty, they're different. They're not considered Mayim Chaim. And that's why they're also considered water that you won't go in to wash yourself. They're only used for refuah. And that's why you can't go into them on Shabbos. Ramea says that all oceans are the same. Why are they not kosher for Mayim Chaim? Because the Torah said so. But they are fine. All oceans are the same. They're not considered too salty. And according to him, you could go into the Yam HaGadol. Ask the Gemara, Maskler of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ask Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Aim of the Pligalinya Tumma B'Tahara. He says what we just said is wrong. Their Machloikas is not about the status of the water. Their machloikas is what did the Torah say is kosher for a mikvah, and what water did the Torah say is not kosher for a mikvah. However, lenient Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is concerned, our question, is it a refuah, is it not a refuah? Mishamet lehu? Where do we see that they argue? Our Omer of Nachma Yitzchak, Lekasha. Hodishtai, if somebody lingers, he's not allowed to wash himself in the Yam HaMelech, because then it looks like he's going in there for a refuah. Hodishtai. But if he's not lingering, so it doesn't look like he's going for a refuah, and that's why it's mutter. Ask the Gemara. B'mayu kimta, lebasraisa, how do you explain the second braisa that says that you're allowed to go into the Yam HaGadol, the lo yishtai, that he's not lingering there? Ask the Gemara, id lo yishtai, if he's not lingering, I feel b'may mashrinami, then he should even be allowed to go into water that flax is soaking. D'atanya, because there's another braisa that says, Roich tzim b'mei tver yub'mei mishra, a person can wash himself in tver water, in the water that flax is soaking, or b'yamish sedoim, v'api sheesh lo chatotim b'rosha, even if he has sores on his head, he's still allowed to go into these waters on Shabbos, b'med v'am amurim, when is that said? Shalai nishta, if he doesn't linger there. Avil nishta asa. So obviously, if he's not lingering, everything is mutter. Yet the second braisa says that may mishra is aser. So we can't explain that the second braisa, which permitted Yam HaGadol, is talking about a situation where he's not lingering. Because if he's not lingering, then even may mishra should be mutter. Yet that braisa says that may mishra is aser. Says the Gemara, El Yam HaGadol, Yam HaGadol Lekasha. How do we reconcile the two brises about Yom HaGadol? There are different spots in the Yom HaGadol. Haba Yofin Shabbat. There are spots where the water is very nice. That water you're allowed to go into in Shabbos because it doesn't look like you're doing refuah because the water is very geschmack. Haba Ram Shabbat. But there are spots in the Yom, in the Atlantic Ocean where the water is not good. Why would somebody go into that water? Obviously, the only reason he's going into that water is because it's for refuah, and that's where he's not allowed to go in there. And says Nar Gemara, May Misra, May Misra, Nam Le'akasha. One place it says that you are allowed to go into the May Misra, into the water where the flax is soaking. Another place it says you're not allowed to. Hadishtai, Hadalayishtai. Where he lingers, then he's not allowed to. Where he doesn't linger, he's allowed to. So the way it comes out, according to the Maskana, is if you don't linger, there's never a problem of refuah. If you linger, it depends. If the water is not good water, so then it's obvious that you're doing for refuah, it's usur. If the water is good water, so it looks like you're only going in to cool yourself off, miracle maker, and it's mutter. Continues the Mishnah, discussing medicines on Shabbos. Before we begin this next piece of Gemara, this Mishnah and the next piece of Gemara, we have to say something. I think we said this when we learned Masechet Brachos also. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Yam Shel Shloima that says there's a Chayrim from the earlier generations, that all the medicines and all the refuahs that are mentioned in Shas, we shouldn't follow. We don't understand them. We don't know what they really mean. And also, furthermore, Nishtanu Ativim, the whole world changed from then till now. So all the medicines that are mentioned in the Gemara, a person is not allowed to try to use even. So even if you understand what the Gemara says, don't try any of these things at home. So now we're going to start discussing medicines. Ein oichlin azovim b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to eat this type of grass. The Gemara is going to explain in Shabbos. L'fish ein amachal b'riyim. Because it's not something that healthy people eat. So now we're learning a very big heter. What's the heter we're learning? That if a food that you eat is a regular food, even if you're eating it for the sake of medicine, what's the classic example? The classic example is chicken soup. Somebody doesn't like chicken soup, but he has a cold. So he's eating chicken soup. So he's allowed to eat chicken soup even though he has a cold. Why? Because since chicken soup is machal b'riyim, people eat chicken soup. A lot of people eat it all the time. So you're allowed, even a sick person is allowed to eat chicken soup. And that's why Avloichus Ezer, he's allowed to eat your Ezer, Veshoysa Abubra, which people eat and drink as foods, even if his intent is for a medicine. Kol Oichel Oichel Adam Refuasai, a person can eat all foods, the Kol Amashkin Shoysun Chutzun Bei the Kolam, except for water from the palm tree, the Kais Ikrim, this is a kind of drink that's made of herbs, which we'll discuss in tomorrow's shiur. Made people sterile, but pnei shein liroika, because they are used for medicine when a person has jaundice. Avushaisu made the column of tsemai. If somebody is not sick, Rashi says, if somebody's not sick and he decided that he wants to drink the water from a palm tree, the soch shemen ikrin, or he wants to smear himself with the oil from the herbs, which is normally used for refuah, shloiler refuah, since he's not sick, he's allowed to use it. So there's a very big machloikis, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, halach lemaisa, how to explain this Mishnah. The Beis Yosef says that a person who's not sick is allowed to take any medicine. Why is he allowed to take any medicine? So Ramosh explains the Beis Yosef Shita like this. He says, why did Chazal say you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos? Nothing wrong with taking medicine. Because we're afraid, Shchikas Samamonim, he's going to come make the medicine. Says Rav Moshe, the Beis Yosef says, when do we have that concern? If the person is sick. So in his desperation, if he doesn't have the medicine, he'll make the medicine. But if we're dealing with a person who's not sick anyway, so yeah, he's taking medicine, but he's not that desperate. And if he doesn't have the medicine, he won't have it. But we don't have to worry, and he can take any medicine. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, says, the Magen Avraham says that no, that all the things we're learning in the Gemara never made a differentiation between a sick person and a healthy person. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says that a person, even if he's healthy, is only allowed to take a medicine if he's not taking it for medicinal purposes, not for refuah. He wants to drink. He likes cough syrup for a drink. That's what he likes to drink. Right. But not because he's taking it for a medicine. That's the Magen Avraham Shita, which is the way most Poskim paskin. That's why a healthy person can't just take medicine. Moshe says, where do we have a nafka mina between the Magen Avraham and Beis Yosef? Vitamins. According to Beis Yosef, a healthy person is allowed to take vitamins, because he says a healthy person is allowed to take a medicine. According to the Magen Avraham, says Rav Moshe, even a healthy person is not allowed to take vitamins. But Rav Moshe says that even the Magen Avraham would agree that there are two types of vitamins. Sometimes a person takes a vitamin because he's already sick. Sometimes people take vitamin C, for example, when they have a cold. That would be usur according to Magen Avraham. But if somebody takes vitamins because he's doing it only for preventive purposes, every day he takes a vitamin, that even the Magen Avraham, Rav Moshe says, would be mutter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Azov, what is Azov? A bar to marhamag. It's a type of grass called barhamag. Is Yivian, that's a different thing, is a var to barhinig. It's a different type of grass. Amar Ula Amar Marza Chivra. It's a white sage. Ula ikla bei Rishmul. So says the Gemara, Ula came to Rishmul by Yehuda. Aisla kam by Mara Chivra. They brought him white sage. It's a type of spice. Amar Haino Ezov Diksib Baraisa. That's the Ezov that we say in the Torah. Rapapi Amar Shumshik. It's a different type of herb. Amar Yimri Medifti Kavosei the Rapapi Mistabra. What Rapapi said makes sense. The Tan, we learn in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Ezov. The Torah says that when we spritz blood by Pesach, or when we spritz on a Mitzvah, we have to use Shloisha Klochim, three roots, three stalks, behen shloisha gvolim. Each one has three stems. Which herb has this characteristics? The shumshik hu de mishtaki hochi. Lamai achlele, why would a person eat this? Lekiyani. If a person has stomach worms. The mai achlele, what does he eat it with? Beshevret hamri uchmasam. He eats it with seven white dates. Memai hava, from what does it happen? How does a person form stomach worms? Mekimcha desari, somebody eats bread made out of barley flour, the chalaf la'abam yom, that's 40 days old. Avloichlehu is yo'ezer. He's allowed to eat yo'ezer. My yo'ezer, what is this yo'ezna? Pusnik. It's a type of a herb. L'may achlila, why do people eat it? La'akusa, they have liver worms. But my achlila, what did I eat it with? B'shevel tamar chamerta, with seven white. The one before was seven dark ones. B'may havya, where does it come from? M'umtza, somebody eats raw meat, umaya, and water, a liba rikana, on an empty stomach, umibisra shamna, or from fatty meat, a liba rikana, on an empty stomach, umibisra the tura, from axe meat, a liba rikana, miamguza, is a type of meat that's grilled, a libra kana on empty stomach, or megira de rubia, it's from palm shoots, a libra kana, or mishasi maya basrei, and from drinking water after that. Viloi, so Rashi says, either the person doesn't have this pusnik, or he ate it and it didn't work. Livla, he should eat, swallow, techli chavrita, white cress. Viloi, if not, leisa betanesa, should fast. Veleisa bistra shamna, should bring fatty meat. Velijde agumri, and put it on the coals. Velei mitzkarma, and he should soak a piece of that meat. Velig mechala, and he should gargle with vinegar. Vikadamri chalala, he shouldn't use liver. Mishim dekash lekavda. Liver is not good vinegar is not good for the liver. Viloy, if that doesn't work, Lysi Gurdadas Nisa, he should peel the bark of a tree. The Grida Meloy Latatoy, but he should be careful that when he peels the bark, he should peel it from up to down. Viloy Metatoy Loy, not upwards. Because if he peels it upwards, when the poison will come out of his body, Dilma Nafka Aidemipume, it may come out of his mouth. He should boil this bark in beer during the twilight tone, the day, he should close his nostrils, velishti, and drink it. V'chimafni, when he goes to the bathroom, mafni apishle dikli, he should go to the bathroom near this spark. I told you, don't try it. V'shaisen abubra, my abubra, says the Gemara chumtriya. Says the Gemara, my chumtriya. Now, what's chumtriya? Says the Gemara, chutri chida. It's a tree that grows straight without any branches. L'may avdi, what do people use it for? L'galuya. Many times we have in Shas that you're not allowed to leave water uncovered because there was a concern that the snake will drink from it. So if somebody drank exposed water, he should take this medicine. V'loy, if he doesn't have it or it doesn't work. L'esi chamisha klili, he should bring 5 roses. V'chamisha kosis the shikra, 5 cups of beer. Cook them together, add the kaima and faka until it comes down to a measure. And faka is a measure. Finishte, and you drink it. Ima the Rav Achduvi Bar Ami, the mother of Rav Achduvi Bar Ami, Avdelela Hu Gavra, she made for a certain guy, for a certain person, chad klila v'chad kosis de shikra, 1 rose and 1 cup of beer. Shulka, she cooked it up. V'ishkasein, she gave him to drink. V'shogru tenura, she took the oven. The garfison, she took out all the hot coals. For oisva levinta begave, and then she put a brick into the oven, and he sat himself down in that brick. And the heat for nafkehutziyark, and then he expelled a green substance from his body. Rav Avya Amar Ravisa de Chalba, he should take a revis of milk meiza chaverta from a white goat. Rav Huna be Yehuda Amar leisa. He should bring a sweet esrig, and he should carve out a hole, and fill it up with honey, and he should put it by the oven, make it hot, and eat it. He should bring urim that's 40 days old. Barzina, a small cup of urine. Lizibura, somebody who got bitten by a zibura. Revia, you should take a revius of urine. Laakrava, somebody got bitten by a scorpion. Palgariva, a half a revius. Ligaluya, if somebody drank water that was left exposed. River, a revius, a filal kshafim, mala, will work even for somebody who was affected by kshafim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, in Nigrin, from Vavanger, a nigrin is a type of cooked vegetable. Then I think it's spinach. Vavanger is another type of cooked vegetable. But Tereik and Mali, they work Bein Legaluya, both for somebody who was affected that he drank exposed water, Bein Lekshafim, or to somebody who was affected by Kshafim. Says the Gemara, Hi man. The Bale Chivya, if somebody swallowed a snake, Luchli Kishusa B'milcha, he should eat caps that were soaked in salt, Vilerahata Tlosa Mili, and then he should run to 3 mil, and he'll be better. We'll just end the shir with this. The Tferish Shlomo says, it says in the Mishnah, Kala Oichlam Oichl Adam L'Rafua, that on Shabbos a person could eat all macholim, all types of food for a four, the kala mashkin shaisa, and he could drink. Says the Tefera Shloima that any food that a person eats on Shabbos and anything that a person drinks on Shabbos, that's the biggest refuah. Kala oichlam oichl adam, all the macholim that a person eats on Shabbos, the refuah makes a person have a refuah. The kayach, the power of the macholi Shabbos is that you don't need medicine. Shabbos alone brings the biggest refuah.